We are highlighting Down syndrome awareness. To help us dissect this challenge is Dr. Liesel Ledoux. So listener, today we are joined with Dr. Liesel Ledoux. Dr. Liesel has been working for Red Cross Children's Hospital for the past 5 years and is passionate about helping children. Dr. Liesel has a soft spot for children with Down syndrome and other rare genetic diseases and has spent her time interning at Krutaskeer Hospital, where she helped with diagnosing babies as well as counseling parents. In her free time, she spends every minute with her two daughters or baking delicious cakes or treats for her family. Dr. Liesel has worked in several other facilities such as Khayelitsha Hospital, and her experience brings so much value to the topic we are talking about today. We have the opportunity to speak to Dr. Liesel and touch more on Down syndrome and the awareness around it. So, Dr. Liesel, to start off, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Emily?
I'm good, thanks, and so happy to have you here. So, Dr. Liesel, what causes Down syndrome, and is it a serious health condition?
So, listeners and to Emily and the team, Down syndrome is a genetic diagnosis, and the way I like to describe this and how why baking is so important in my life is every person and how they are made has a recipe. So, the recipe that you have explains why you might have straight hair or curly hair, blue eyes or brown eyes. And with what happens with a Down syndrome baby or a child is there's been a little error or a change in their recipe. And specifically for Down syndrome, they have an extra chromosome 21. So instead of having just two pairs of chromosomes, they actually have three. There's other weird causes of Down syndrome where they just have parts of it missing. But in general, they have an extra little piece of genetic material or part of their recipe that will make them a little different, not difficult. It is a serious health condition because it affects them for the rest of their life, as well as it affects many of the systems in the body. So it can affect everything from their brain all the way to their small little toes. And based on that, lots of these children start off with management at Red Cross, where we have all these fantastic surgeons and medical doctors that look after these children. And later on, they can then be seen in district or regional hospitals.
That's very interesting. So what are the symptoms of Down syndrome?
So the symptoms of Down syndrome, like I said, involves your whole body. So it can be anything from their brain. Some of them have some intellectual disability and they don't function at a normal IQ level than their peers. They can also have problems with the gland in their neck called the thyroid, where they have problems with low thyroid, and then they can be a bit tired and sleepy, and they can eat quite a lot. It stimulates their appetite. They have problems with their chest. They might struggle to breathe. Sometimes some of the Down syndrome children are born with congenital heart defects, which I know you guys have done a show about before. And then they also can have quite low muscle tone. So if the baby is particularly floppy, as well as just having specific facial features of Down syndrome. And one of the things we look for is an almond-shaped eye.
So how can the listeners identify when a child has Down syndrome?
So what you can do is, this is something similar to what I was touching on in earlier in the symptoms, but what the parents can notice is they might have a little bit of a smaller, flattish face, a flattish nose. Their ears are a little bit lower than other little children, so the top part of their ear is below the level of their eye, and the back of their head is sometimes often quite flat. Other thing is, like I said, they can be quite floppy by themselves. And then if the baby's born in a unit where we do scans and things, if they have a cardiac lesion, some of them can actually turn blue around the mouth and the toes or hands.
So, doctor, you have been involved with having to diagnose babies with Down syndrome. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, Emily. So when I worked at Krutaskeer after I was a medical officer, we had a lot of babies that before they're born in their mom's tummies, they get scanned and they get an antenatal scan, which might pick up a few things like a heart abnormality or a thicker part of their neck. And then these children are then flagged for us that when they're born that we need to test them for Down syndrome, which we then take some blood and we either identify the change in the recipe, like I mentioned, or the genetics, and then we start the whole genetic counseling process. But other places we've also been involved is babies that were born without any concern, that then we pick up something with their heart or their thyroid hormone, that gland we spoke about. We then might need to test them, or if they look a little different from the other babies, and that's when we would diagnose them based on that test. And we do a lot of this work together with our genetics department, who's also a lovely team that help us with counseling, social workers, psychology for the moms, and they also help us get the tests through.
So what are some of the common misconceptions about Down syndrome?
So sadly, heard in a clinic before where one mom referred to another mom's baby as being stupid, and that is a very big misconception. These children, like I explained as well, is that they, in Afrikaans, they're known as engelkinders, which directly translate to angel children. And that is exactly what they are. They have the sweetest personality. They're the happiest little kids. And they just really are the most loveliest little people. We recently had one in the medical wards that when you walk in, the first thing she wants to do is give you a high five. She's just so, so friendly. So that's one of the misconceptions. Yes, their IQ might be a little lower, but they're definitely not stupid.
Of course. So on the 21st, it is Down Syndrome Awareness Day. Why is this celebrated and what is the theme for this year?
So, Emily, the 21st is a lovely day. For us, it will also be Human Rights Day. And to most of us, we're happy it's a public holiday. And to the rest of us, we are working. But World Down Syndrome Day happens on the 21st. And it's a lovely day where we can highlight and we can celebrate the people that have Down syndrome, from baby to older people. And the theme this year, as far as I know, is with us, not for us. And yeah, I think it's going to be a lovely day that we can all just be a part and celebrate people with Down syndrome in the world.
Of course, I think the day is so important, you know, to acknowledge Down syndrome awareness. So can Down syndrome be prevented?
So Down syndrome, to some degree, yes, I will say it can be prevented. It is, like I said, it's a genetic abnormality, which is how you're born. But one thing we can do is we can screen the moms early, and you can do the appropriate genetic testing if it was available. And there are certain risk factors for developing Down syndrome, which if the mom or the dad had any risk factors, then rather to possibly educate them on family planning. But no, there's no cure or treatment that you can take to prevent Down syndrome.
Lastly, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh no, just thank you so much for having me. It's been such a fun afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Doctor. Listener, I found it very informative and I hope you found it just as informative. Listener, please remember that you can interact with us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at RDX Radio SA.